in the mood for an adult beverage this Halloween?
Red rum! Red rum!
Well, we can't tell you about rum, but we can get some suggestions for some spectacularly spooky wines.
Oh, I can't wait. Scott Greenberg is here with this week's Wine of the Week. How you doing, Scott?
I'm fine, Hillary. And
ooh,
you?
I'm good. I'm baring my neck for you.
Ooh, so, I want to drink your wine.
I was going to say, I want to drink your wine. Give us examples of what's making your list because of names this Halloween.
Well, how about, yeah, these are all about the label. They're fun wines, but they're about Halloween and labels. And the 2013 Grey Ghost Chardonnay from Amisville, Virginia. This will lift your spirits. A beautiful bouquet of pear, peach, a little roasted nut just charms the nose. Then we get these lovely little flavors of apple and nectarine and pear. They just really are beautiful. And I really kind of like the citrusy base of this wine, just clean mouthfeel, beautiful mineral undertones, abundant acidity. I would like to try this with deviled eggs. $18.
We understand that vampire winemakers live in California.
I love this. The 2013 Vampire Vineyards Vampire Pinot Noir. This is from Paso Robles, California. It's a beautiful Pinot Noir, really nice. It's got this really fresh display of fruit. You got that strawberry and cherry and cranberry flavors. They just coat that palate. Little cinnamon and baking spice blend in on the really smooth finish. But what I like is they add a little touch of Cabernet for depth and a little pinch of Zinfandel for spice. It's beautiful. I would try this with duck a la blood orange for $13.
Well, what about Poison, Scott?
Oh, I have your Poison, Hillary. The 2013 Armida Winery Poison Zinfandel. Get it? Yeah, from Sonoma, California, Dry Creek Valley. Now, the website says it's a vine to die for. Oh. I don't know about that, but I do know it's delicious. Bright notes of cherry, raspberry, blueberry cover the tongue on a beautiful medium-bodied frame. Slightly dusty finish, features a little touch of black pepper, and the label sports a wicked skull and crossbones. And best of all, you'll only be coughing up $25.
Oh, man. What if you are a suspicious person who likes Cabernet Sauvignon?
Well, if you want to avoid that black cat, don't avoid this one. The 2011 EMH Vineyards Black Cat Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley. Well, don't let the price scare you to death because it is a little pricey. But you get these beautiful scents of black cherry, blackberry, dark chocolate, and an ebullient bouquet. I just had to say that. Mm-hmm. And the flavors of plum, raspberry, cherry, cassis, and mocha. Just are kept in check by the sweet tannins, and they follow beautiful notes of mocha and vanilla on an impressively long finish. And what I really love is, while this wine can be very hard to find, it's worth a hunt, and I would have it with goulash.
Ah.
$75.
$75. Now, that's killing
really,
me.
Like I said, don't want the price to scare you to death.
All right, Scott. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care, guys.
You too. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.